And how coding works is you make that not just on you. Remember, it's continue on duplicating in new groups. So you see here, you make $100, you make 133 if you're not getting any coding at all. You sponsor your very first person, you make 133. Okay? You sponsor your second person, you make 133. Your third person, you make 133. Your fourth person now, depending on where you're at, let's say you've made it all the way up to SCMD, now you're making, instead of 133, 233. Now that person sponsors there. And you see those three that are in red? Okay, on those three people, they're not getting the $100 you are. So you make $100 on all of those in red. Those people in red then sponsor somebody. You see those three in red there? You make $100 on all of those in red. They sponsor the next one. You make $100 on all those in red. They sponsor the next one. They make $100 on all those in red. And it can go infinitely deep. And that's why I did this color-coded so you can see. Right? Infinitely deep. So if you're a leader and you're trying to build a big group, you're trying to build a network of SEMDs, it's in your best financial interest not only initially on your return on your time short-term, but also long-term as you build teams to be driving that line, as we call it, to be working deep in your organization. You're getting paid there. Now, the stuff that's closer to you, you get higher residual on. But we're still building leaders, and a lot of these people sponsor somebody, sponsor somebody, sponsor somebody that really doesn't know the business. And their sponsor doesn't really know the business. Have you ever met somebody that's in Youngevity? They're like, yeah, I signed up, but my sponsor really doesn't know how to teach me, right? Okay, if you are that person, go upline. Because there's somebody that's getting coding with you, find out who that is and ask their help to help you. It's in their best financial interest to help you. And if you're the sponsor that doesn't know a lot about it and you're bringing people in, find out who's getting the coding and have them help you. That's what this is designed for. And that's why we have, it's called multi-level marketing for multiple levels of support. You're brand new in this business, you're not expected to know everything. That's why we have teams. You'll do better as a team, okay? So understand, and that's where if you really want to leverage coding, you leverage your upline's efforts to work in your downline to help with your downline. Does that make sense to everyone? Because if you're the guy that's not getting any coding on the first three, you can ask your upline to come help out with your first three and help out with their first three and help drive that line because they're financially vested in driving that line. Now, you see number four, we've changed the color. Number four, they've changed ranks. And you are now going to get the difference between $100 and whatever their rank is. I didn't put a number out because we don't know. If they're just an RMD, or most of the time, if you're doing it with CEO packs, people probably skip RMD and go right to EMD. They're making $35. So if you're making the difference between 100 and 35, you're making 65. They make 35, you make 65. So on the first three that blue person would sponsor, you'd make 65, 65, 65. The first three that they'd sponsor, you'd make 65, 65, 65. That make sense to everyone? Okay. The reds, you're making 100. The blues, you're making the difference between whoever the enroller is, whatever their rank was when they enrolled that person, and the 100. And if we're in our example, we're saying they were EMDs, so you'd make 65. 65 on the blues and 100 on the reds. Okay? 100 on the reds, 65 on the blues. Now, let's say we did the same thing again. We now have gone up in rank. We are now VP, because actually, with the first three, I said SEMD, but if those three become SEMDs, those first three people could take you all the way to VP. Okay? It's three SEMDs. And here's one thing to understand. To become an SEMD, those three people on your that are leaders, at least have three each, have to be on your front line. You've got to have them on your front line. If that person only sponsors one and that person sponsors three, that doesn't count. You need the frontline people sponsoring three. But to become VP, it's SEMD legs. We've now moved to a leg. It can be anywhere down the leg. So even if it's not the person on your front level that becomes SEMD, you know, we talked about driving lines. You get somebody down four levels and they become SEMD and that counts as a leg. Another one, you could be down 15 levels and that counts as a leg. And you can have another one where you have an SEMD on top of an SEMD on top of an SEMD that's still only one leg. Three different legs. Yeah, three different legs whenever there. And VP, PMD, vice chairman, senior vice chairman, all of those are the number of SEMD legs you have. That's the number one requirement, not the volume. Volume is important, right? And there is a volume requirement, but the hardest part is the SCMD legs. And most of the time when they've created that, they have created the volume. Questions? Okay. And this one, we're saying you're an SCMD. Those numbers at the top are assuming what you are at. But we don't know what that CEO is necessarily. We know the first three people, they're definitely not SCMD. Okay. You sponsored a CEO who sponsored four. And so you're going to get that $100 on their first three and less than $100 on their fourth, depending on what their rank is. If they go SCMD by the time they get to their fourth and you're in SCMD, how much have you earned there? Zero. Because it's 100 minus 100 is zero. Okay, now remember, this is part of the nice to know, because if you can't figure it out, they still pay you. Well, on all those reds, you will never code out. On the blue, okay, right. Once you become, I'm an SEMD and I've sponsored somebody. When they become an SEMD, I'm coded out on all the new people they sponsor, not on the ones they've previously sponsored. It's the new ones they sponsor. Okay? Yeah, questions?